today, the church celebrates Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, and our scripture passage comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 44 to 52. On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and with violent abuse, contradicted what Paul said. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.'" The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshippers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. As Paul saw it, when he and Barnabas were thrown out of the synagogue and banished from the territory, what appeared to be a failure actually helped to spread the gospel. Paul quotes Isaiah, saying, "I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of his salvation to the ends of the earth." Paul's approach is a good one in any crisis or change, trusting that the whole process is under the loving providence of God. His approach is one that we should take as well, especially during these uncertain times in which we find ourselves with the threat of the pandemic and the constraints that it has placed in our lives. Let us pray for a deep trust in the goodness of God and trust that He walks with us in this current crisis and will guide us and give us strength and wisdom if we simply open our minds and our hearts to His grace.